You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I've been in court a bunch over the years, and it's just so serious.
Why so serious?
When someone is led into a court and has to look the judge in the eye and say, sir or ma'am.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
It is a serious, somber, solemn moment.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So you're not going to have an opportunity to get a fair assessment. This is a fixed case if it's tried in Manhattan.
You know, we'll have LSU come. But you know what? I'm going to tell Joe, I think Iowa should come too.
If you ain't first, you're last.
But that doesn't make any sense at all.
First or last. You can be second, you can be third, fourth.
So winners and losers, that's sportsmanship. That's good sportsmanship.
You lost, you're a loser, Bobby.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We sold out of our cheap bastard deal today. T-Bone's Great American Eatery. Six locations in New Hampshire, and they're also good at the Copper Door. Four locations in New Hampshire. And we'll be up there. Grace and I and Caroline Levitt will all be up there in Salem on Friday, May 5th. And we'll be doing a remote from the Salem location of T-Bone's Great American Eatery. Looking forward to it. 844-500-4242. No man is above the law. What a crock. How Orwellian. Big Brother is telling us no man is above the law. Unless he's a Democrat. Unless his name is Clinton or Biden or Obama or Kennedy. Just Democrats in general above the law. 844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
Nancy Pelosi said, we have to find Trump guilty first before we can open the indictment.
Yeah, a variation on we have to pass the bill before we find out what's in it, obviously. Yes.
Howard, Bill Weld calling. I can't believe that Budweiser made Dylan their spokesman, spokeswoman, whatever. As a protest, I'm going to stop drinking beer. Okay, I think I've made my point.
By the way, he wasn't a beer drinker. He was a Jack guy. Jack Daniels was his, I don't know what he drank later on, but by the way, there's a story in the, I don't know if you saw this today in the Wall Street Journal, Anheuser-Busch has filed papers to change its corporate name. They're the makers of Bud Light. They're now going to be known as Transheuser-Busch.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Anheuser-Busch.
I like Transheuser-Busch better. They're going to be sponsoring a lot of drag races in the future, as one of our callers said yesterday. Global unrest, it's the Budweiser, the queen of beers. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets. It's incumbent on you to be prepared. Get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie15 to get 15% off your next purchase.
I sure hope Alvin the Chipmunk's indictment of my President Hump doesn't open a Spotify box against me and the smartest man I know.
By the way, we missed a couple of good cuts yesterday. They were on the cut sheet. I just didn't have time to get to them. We'll get to them a little bit later. Was he around today or not, Taylor?
I think he had something planned, but I'm not sure exactly when it was supposed to take place. Maybe around 5 o'clock or so.
Okay, so maybe we'll have something a little bit later in the evening.
Donald Trump has been arrested, released on bail, and will be required to purchase one of Hunter Biden's paintings.
I think that would be, the paintings go for a lot more money than bail in Manhattan. Even for violent crimes, you don't have to pay $75,000 to $500,000 to make bail.
So Biden today had a roundtable meeting with the Council of Advisors on Science and Technology. His speaking role only lasted 2 minutes 46 seconds.
But, you know, he can pack a lot of magic into 2 minutes and 46 seconds, Taylor.
You don't have to tell me.
I mean, I could see getting
to the choir.
I think we could get, I could see getting 8 or 9 usable cuts in the 6 o'clock hour from 2 minutes and 46 seconds.
The Bud Light spokesman once was a dog called Spuds. Now it's a tranny soaking in some suds. They want to be woke, let them go broke. They've certainly lost me, and I drink a lot of Buds.
Yeah, you know, as someone pointed out, though, yesterday, and I checked it out online, and it's true, Spuds McKenzie was a bull terrier, I guess a pit bull, you'd call him. Spuds McKenzie was portrayed as a male, but in fact, Spuds McKenzie was a female. Spud, this isn't the first transgender that Bud Light has used as its spokesman, person, woman. Fluid spirit, gender, non-cisgender, canine.
I don't know why Dylan Mulvaney got a beer commercial. Seems like he's better suited to selling cola. C-O-L-A, cola.
L-O-L-A-L-O-L-A. Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
Well, all the hard work is over for D.A. Alvin Bragg. Now he can get back to concentrating on that rigorous fitness program he's been on.
Keep your chins up, Mr. District Attorney.
Hey, hey, hey.
Howie, I can't tell you how disappointed I am not having that mugshot. I had the credit card at the ready for a Trump 2024 t-shirt with a mugshot.
Somebody said he's got his own one out. I don't know if that's a belated April Fool's joke or not.
No, it's up there. It's up there. It's you know, one of his standard portraits superimposed over, you know, a mugshot background.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's not as good as the real thing, but
no.
We'll have to make do.
But, you know, you could... It's easy enough to do the real thing, you know? Why doesn't he just do it, you know? If he really... I mean, again, I think there's a million guys like that caller out there that would buy it.
Well, you mean stage a real mugshot?
Yeah.
Well, come on. That's a little hacky, isn't it?
I don't know. I mean, if you really,
that's
if
something
you really,
you'd really
to do
be
it.
Made fun of for on Twitter.
Well, I mean, what wouldn't he be? What isn't he made fun of on Twitter?
We don't need to, you know, pile onto it.
I one time, the Boston Magazine did a story about all the people that were going after Kevin White when he was mayor, and they lined us all up on shots, and we were all going, why are you shooting it like this? And then we realized it all came out as like we looked like we were in mugshots. There were like six of us, six reporters. But, you know, it's easy to do, very easy to do.
Now that Trump's been indicted, it's time to ask your favorite liberal, what should the penalty be for stealing an election or trying to? Well, they still think it was Trump who did it.
Yeah, I should read the... all the comments from the libs, from Keith Olbermann on down, just talking about how shouting lock her up, meaning Hillary Clinton, was a violation of the norms of democracy. But it's different now that it's Orange Man bad. Now it's a good thing.
Oof, the courtroom sketches out. It's not good. Not a good likeness of Trump.
Courtroom sketches are real hit and miss, in my estimation.
This is a big miss.
They only have one? They only have one person doing the sketches?
I'm just seeing one right now, but I'll keep an eye out for more. It's almost as bad as the Tom Brady.
Whenever anybody says things can't get worse, Brandon fittingly replies, "Hold my Bud Light."
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Have you noticed the price of gasoline going up a little bit overnight? Like maybe when you blink, maybe from the time you go to work to when you drive home? Thank you, Brandon.
All right, I found another courtroom sketch that's actually pretty good, but there's another one out there that was done in Crayola by somebody who was just introduced to Crayola.
It's, like I said, some are good, some not so good. Like most trades or professions.
D.A. Bragg has spent months reducing felonies to misdemeanors. Today he's elevating misdemeanors to felonies. This is known as equity.
Yeah. It's also known as Harvard Law School. He's another one of these Harvard guys.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling.
Another one.
So the statute of limitations didn't apply to Trump because he left the state? Well, if that's the case, it's only a matter of time before they get you for bootlegging cigarettes and destroying evidence by torturing your Chevy Impala. See you at the big house, big guy. We're going to be fine.
All of my crimes, the statute of limitations has expired on. I'm confident of that. I'm not a lawyer. I just play one on the radio and television.
That was your last Chump Line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. The Chump Line number, if you wish to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message, and we may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear a second brand-new Chump Line, we have one with the messages we didn't have room or time for just now. We call it Chop Chumps. It's posted every evening about 7 o'clock Eastern Time, weeknights. And you can get Chop Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by ReadyWise. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets. It's incumbent upon you to be prepared. Get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie15 to get 15% off your next purchase.
Well, all the hard work is over for D.A. Alvin Bragg. Now he can get back to concentrating on that rigorous fitness program he's been on.
The tubby tin pot tyro, as I called him on Sunday. Definitely tubby. 844-500-4242. He's a whale of a prosecutor, isn't he? Not just another pretty face. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
Politicians are a lot like diapers. They should be changed frequently and for the same reason.
Howie Carr is back.
Why does Fox keep putting on Bill Barr? As Attorney General, he was a complete coward who was absolutely petrified of being impeached, which the Democrats threatened to do until he became their virtual slave and refused to investigate and prosecute the massive election fraud that took place in the 2020 presidential election, by far the radical left's greatest concern. He said he did investigate, but he didn't have the guts to properly do so. And now we have a nation in massive decline.
He did a lot of other stuff, too. I mean, how about the fact that he didn't confirm that the Hunter Biden laptop was real? He could have done that, couldn't he, before the election? He and Christopher Wray just sat there and let those idiots, Brennan Klappa and the rest of the 51 quote-unquote members of the intelligence community, say that it was Russian disinformation. What a bunch of crap. So everybody's talking about Stormy Daniels. And by the way, the district attorney of Manhattan kept calling her Stormy Daniels. That's her porn name. I mean, I know that's what we all call her, but I mean, don't you treat it a little more seriously? Don't you call her by her right name, Stephanie Clifford, when you're in this this somber, solemn, sober moment? Give me a break. So here's a few of the stories that are being crowded out off the front page. No ink, no airtime. Chinese spy balloon. Now they've humiliated the senator from Montana who defended them, saying, oh, there was nothing to it. Now it turns out that this Chinese spy balloon was kept circling over the Air Force base in Montana to make sure that they got all the electronic information they were looking for. The OPEC oil production cuts. The price of a barrel of oil since Sunday has gone up $5. It's already going up at the pump, in case you haven't noticed. You soon will by the weekend, for sure. And all these countries continue to dump the U.S. dollar. India now is moving towards dumping the dollar as the reserve currency. They're going to go with their own rupee. China and Brazil, the largest country in South America, have decided to have a trade pact agreement. So all this stuff is happening, and China has negotiated or brokered a truce between Saudi Arabia, the richest Sunni country, and Iran, the richest Shiite country. And their traditional enemies have been for at least 40 years, probably centuries. And, this is one reason why OPEC is cutting production, because they can't, because Saudi Arabia is OPEC, basically. They're the number one power, and they don't trust the U.S. anymore. I wonder why. 844-500-4242. What a mess. With rising inflation, food and heating costs are going through the roof. Families are feeling the financial pinch as they struggle to make ends meet. Preparation is key. Our friends at ReadyWise have emergency food kits that will provide peace of mind. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie23 at checkout to save 23% on your order. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarShow.com, is Trump saddened or gladdened that the crooked DA didn't take his mugshot? Saddened, gladdened, or he's got bigger fish to fry than worrying about that?
Bigger fish to fry as he wings his way south again here to PBI.
52% say he's got bigger fish to fry. 39% say he's saddened. Only 9% say he's happy about it.
All right, 844-500-4242. We're going to take lots of calls when we come back. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
Wow, District Attorney Bragg just illegally leaked the various points and complete information on the pathetic indictment against me. I know the reporter, and so unfortunately does he. This means that he must be immediately indicted. Now, if he wants to really clean up his reputation, He will do the honorable thing and, as district attorney, indict himself. He will go down in judicial history. And his Trump-hating wife will be, I'm sure, very proud of him.
That reporter is Michael Isikoff. He's the guy who got the first look at the Steele dossier, which again was paid for by Hillary Clinton. All lies, 100%. Now he gets the indictment because you know what? He's the guy. He's a Democrat operative with press passes. And by the way, you can get into trouble for getting grand jury leaks. That's when I got my first audit by the Internal Revenue Service a long time ago. They've been they knew they couldn't indict me because they knew we had covered our tracks enough that I didn't actually have the transcripts. I had copies of the grand jury transcripts. So they just decided to audit me and the lawyer. And then the lawyer wrote a scathing letter, two scathing letters, the same to the IRS, and they dropped it, oddly enough. This was after I got a call from the first assistant U.S. attorney asking me if I still lived in Somerville. And I said, yes, I did. And less than a week later, I got the letter, an audit. Funny how that worked, isn't it? And the lawyer got the audit the same day. Got the audit notice, too. 844. And then they appointed this guy as a judge. Ronald Reagan nominated him for a judgeship. And I called up the lawyer and I said, what are we going to do about this? This guy did this to us. He said, what are we going to do about it? We're going to own a U.S. judge. But of course we didn't. The guy was always a jerk. Still is a jerk, for that matter. Name is Wolf. 844-500-4242. I'm sure he has no recollection of ever calling me at Channel 7 and threatening me. 844-500-4242. Let's put, before we've got some more Biden cuts, but I want to play the two cuts from yesterday before we go any further. This was just babbling, and I didn't realize how bad it was until last night when I listened to him. Let's play cut one from yesterday's Biden cut sheet.
As the governor's heard me say before, when I was first became president, I was at a major event, and I said, everybody have a seat. And the press wrote, he's just so dumb, he didn't even know there were no seats. Anyway, I'm glad you have seats to sit in, because you've been standing a long time.
May we quote you on that, Mr. President? Cut three.
And the progress we've made in building an economy from the middle out and the bottom up. Because when it comes from the top down, my dad's kitchen table, not much dropped on that kitchen table from the top down.
Not much dropped off the table? The dog must have been sad about that. Nothing dropped off the table. 844-500-4242, 978. It's not that they don't trust the U.S. It's the U.S. is weak and won't do anything to intervene. Well, I think it's two sides of the same coin, isn't it? It's weak and you can't trust them. You can't trust us, I guess, because God help us all. You know, Biden is the leader of the country, for better or for worse, and it's obviously for worse. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
I have two questions. One question is, why TechCoup never defend Donald Trump? I called the headquarters now, and TechCoup, he said the court not allow him to talk.
And, no, I don't think so. He defends him. He's done a lot of good work against Biden, and by extension, that's a defense of Trump in the Senate. He's been very good with as a cross examiner of these Biden idiots. What's your other question, Mr. Garcia?
The second question I want to know, where, I know it's going to be a little offensive, where Donald Trump have the relationship, the porno store, Pongo star, whatever. Get
your mind out of the gutter, Mr. Garcia. Come on. I don't know where they had the. Oh no, it was in Beverly Hills. It was in L.A. or so. I think it was Beverly Hills. And supposedly with Karen McDougal, he had a lengthy relationship with Stormy. It was just a one night stand, according to her. Although she's denied it, but she also says it was a one-night stand. She said it was very disappointing, and she now refers to him disparagingly as Tiny. Although maybe it's not disparaging. Maybe that's a term of endearment, but I think not. Thanks for the call, Mr. Garcia. 844-500-4242-339. Did the IRS knock on your door? No, they didn't. They just sent me a letter. And then I had my accountant call them. Or send him a letter and say, Mr. Carr is available, because I hadn't cheated or anything. I know better than to do that. Even then, I knew it. And they never responded. They never even said, we've dropped the audit. It was just total radio silence. Same with the lawyer, too. They didn't respond to his accountant either. I mean, it was just a shot across our bow. But no, they didn't go to our door, neither of our doors, like they did with Matt Taibbi. And I was thinking about that, you know, that that's another, you know, I've told you before, his father, Mike Taibbi, helped me get my job at Channel 7, put in a good word for me when he was working at Channel 7 with the new guy who hired me. And this is another connection I have to the Taibbis. We've both been politically persecuted, both Carrs and Taibbis. He did. We have a new voicemail from Donald J. Trump. Got it?
Alvin Bragg shut down New York City, brought in 38,000 NYPD officers, and will spend an estimated $200 million of NYC funds for a totally legal $130,000 NDA. On top of all that, the Ninth Circuit Court just awarded me $122,000. Over the $500,000 already awarded from Stormy Horseface Daniels.
Stormy Horseface Daniels and Tiny Trump. It was a match made in heaven. Speaking of matches made in heaven, did you see Rupert Murdoch just 2 weeks ago, age 92, had announced his engagement to a 66-year-old woman who was going to be his fifth wife. He gave her an 11-carat diamond ring that was reportedly worth £2 million. And today, the match made in heaven has been called off. Sad. I thought this was one for the ages, or at least as long as the ages can be, when the groom is 92 and the bride is 66. 844-500-4242-917. Where are all those Biden guys that Cruz cross-examined? Oh, right, they're all back in their offices as if nothing happened. Well, what do you want him to do when the Democrats control the executive branch, they control half of Congress, and they control basically the judiciary? What do you want Cruz, Hawley, Kennedy et al. To do? I mean, I think they're doing the best they can. I mean, we're not talking here about McConnell. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, good afternoon, Howie. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? Good.
Good. I got a question. Just one question, all right? In all of your career, probably knowing many attorneys across the board, could you name me, if you think you could name me one person who would have the balls to go after the Democratic side? And I'm talking the big dogs. Could you name one person?
Well, I mean, how about the guy that Trump just hired? I mean, this was an interesting case. Did you see this yesterday? He hired a guy from a big white shoe law firm in New York City. And the guy said, I want to represent Donald Trump. And he said, I'm resigning from the law firm because obviously I cannot represent Trump and remain with this law firm. I mean, that's how bad it is, John.
Yeah. And I mean,
I'm looking for 7 years. I've been waiting for something to turn the tides, just to give us a little hope. If maybe someone has the balls and has a cape, and you know is willing to take them on, you know, and finally, even if it got a buzz in the news media, you know what I mean.
Here's the guy's name is Todd Blanche, Blanche. He's a former U.S. assistant U.S. attorney in Manhattan, the Southern District, and he had represented Paul Manafort as well as an associate of Rudy Giuliani's. But he had to announce that. Let's see here. I'm just looking. In his resignation email yesterday, Blanche said he was unable to take Trump on as a client while remaining at Kahl Wallander, New York City's oldest law firm and one of its most unique. Here's his quote. He sent the email to the partners. Obviously, doing this as a partner at Cadwallader, it was not an option, so I've had to make the difficult choice to leave the firm. There was a story in the Wall Street Journal a couple of months ago about this guy. He was basically retired from the law firm, and he said something nice about Trump or Republicans, or said he didn't believe in critical race theory. Something, he went against the woke orthodoxy, and they drummed him out of the firm, even though he was pretty much retired. They made him quit. This has happened over and over again. It's not just at law schools. It's gotten into the law firms themselves in private practice. You can't have you can't dissent from the Democrat orthodoxy. Thanks for the call though, John. That's a good question. Life is what happens when you're busy making other plans. We all know someone, maybe even ourselves, who didn't plan to get divorced, who didn't plan to lose a loved one, or who didn't plan to part ways with a business partner. Regardless of the situation, J.J. Manning Auctioneers has helped resolve thousands of real estate settlements arising from divorces, estates, or between business partners. J.J. Manning becomes the conduit between the attorneys for all sides, reporting to all of them throughout the process. There is full transparency, triple record of the proceedings, and most importantly, a hard sale date. The ultimate appraisal of any asset is only defined by the person who wants it the most and who has the wherewithal to buy it. Let J.J. Manning procure this buyer and realize your real estate's full market value. The auction becomes your appraisal and provides closure. Remember, in a J.J. Manning auction, the sales are contingency-free. The closing takes place 30 days from the auction, deposits are non-refundable, and the buyer pays all commissions. To learn more on how to get your home, multifamily, commercial property, or land sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your real estate sold. I'm Howie Carr.
He hasn't quite reached the get off my lawn status, but he's getting pretty close.
You've grown up on instant orange juice. Flip a dial, instant entertainment. Dial seven digits, instant communication. Turn a key, push a pedal, instant transportation. Flash a card, instant money. Shove in a problem, push a few buttons, instant answers.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
Actually, Taylor, that T-shirt is not bad. That's not a bad mugshot. It could be better, but it's okay. I give it about a B. 844-500-4242. Today is election day in a couple of places in the country. Chicago is electing a new mayor. You got a left candidate named Paul Vallis running against a very far left candidate named Brandon Johnson. So I guess you got to vote for Vallis. And then Wisconsin, they have a election for the Supreme Court, and it's for control of the Supreme Court, which will decide issues like whether the Democrats will be allowed to steal the presidential election in Wisconsin next year, among other issues. It's a guy named, the Republican conservative named Kelly is running against a Democrat named, a female named Janet Protasiewicz. According to reports from Wisconsin right now, two people, Protasiewicz's former stepson, Michael Madden, and Jonathan who has been identified as a longtime self-described liberal family friend of her ex-husband, stated in recorded interviews that they heard Protasiewicz use racial slurs when she was a prosecutor in children's court. Again, another Democrat. Another Democrat with using racial slurs, kind of like the now defeated selectman in Holbrook, Dan Lee. A Bud Light drinker, by the way. I wonder if he's still drinking Bud Lights. Protasiewicz, who worked in children's court for 16 years, reportedly used the N-word to describe black defendants and the parents of black children she encountered in her job. According to Madden, she also called them lowlives. Protasiewicz has not denied the allegations, even after Wisconsin Right Now contacted her directly, attempting to verify them. Michael Madden and Ayer also revealed that they saw the woman who's now running for a Supreme Court justice in Wisconsin physically abuse her elderly husband. She was 36 years younger than her husband after drinking and saw injuries to his face. Wisconsin Right Now has reported four additional sources who heard about the abuse from either of the two men. They've spent $27 million in this campaign, the two campaigns. Guess who spent more money? The woman who's accused of using the N-word, the Democrat. 844-500-4242. Eddie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Eddie.
Howie, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Hey, I'm just tuning in, so I'm not sure if you talked about the Marjorie Taylor Greene and Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes the other night.
Yeah, I haven't talked about it much, but you go ahead and mention it if you want.
I feel like that was a knockout punch. Like, I feel like we need to go on the offensive. It's getting warm outside, so people can stand out with signs and things like that. But Marjorie Taylor Greene, she called the Democrats the party of pedophiles, and then
right.
Leslie Stahl, she had no retort. She had absolutely no retort. And
I thought she said, wow.
Yeah. Well, she also said, they are not pedophiles. She didn't say, we are not pedophiles. She said, they are not pedophiles.
She's a phony. You remember, she's the one who told Trump that they couldn't report on the Hunter Biden laptop because they couldn't confirm it. Oh, okay. They couldn't confirm it. This is the CBS is. It's hard to tell though which is the worst. CBS, ABC, NBC. They're all terrible. Thanks for the call, Eddie. We haven't got time for another one before the break. We'll take more calls. We'll take lots of calls in this last hour, and we've got some Biden cuts. Not many, but we got a few Biden cuts to go to. And there's a lot more to get to in this final hour, and we want to go with mention these polls that are out today in New Hampshire and Massachusetts. I mentioned the Massachusetts one last night. Trump is benefiting politically, if not personally, from all this. I'm Howie Carr.